Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. This week marks a year since Iowa's law banning abortion as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy went into effect. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports the law has had drastic effects on Iowa's abortion numbers.
The law bans abortion when cardiac activity is detected. It has exceptions for rape, incest, life of the pregnant person, and fetal abnormalities. Planned Parenthood North Central States reports its abortions in Iowa fell 74% after the law went into effect, while Iowans who traveled to Minnesota and Nebraska clinics increased 182%. Ruth Richardson is the president of Planned Parenthood North Central States.
What we are continuing to see in this environment are just the number of people who are being forced to travel outside of the state in order to get access to care.
Abortion rights opponents are celebrating the drop in abortions and say more needs to be done to encourage Iowans not to seek out-of-state care. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is signaling that Democrats will fight back against an attempt by Texas lawmakers to add more Republican seats in the U.S. House. The Texas legislature worked over the weekend to redraw the state's congressional maps ahead of the 2026 midterms. That's at President Trump's urging. At a roundtable with Texas Democrats on Friday, Pritzker did not encourage blue states to redraw their own maps, but he said,
"If you're going to attack democracy by going state by state, and here they're starting in Texas, but you've heard it talked about for other places too, then the rest of us are going to have to say, well, what can we do?"
Illinois Republicans are blasting Pritzker's comments. In a statement, House Minority Leader Tony McCombie calls it, quote, "rich that the governor now claims to support playing by the rules," end quote. A Republican lawmaker in Illinois is trying to make it easier for small nuclear reactors to get up and running. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
State Senator Sue Rezin's bill would mandate that Illinois act on permit applications for small modular nuclear reactors within 150 days. And if no final action is taken by then, the application is automatically approved. Rezin says electricity demand is skyrocketing as coal plants go offline and AI data centers pop up around the state.
We are trying to figure out as legislators, how do we make sure that we have reliant, resilient, large capacity power available to meet the demand that the data centers are requiring.
ComEd, which is the largest electricity utility in Illinois, raised electricity rates for its customers last month. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Rock Island County Coroner has scheduled an autopsy this morning for an unidentified man recovered from the Mississippi River over the weekend. The sheriff's office is seeking to determine if the victim is an 18-year-old who's been missing since falling into the river around Campbell's Island on Thursday. Results of the autopsy are not expected until Tuesday. Over 40 unpermitted wells have been discovered at the construction site of a new data center in Cedar Rapids. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports the wells were pumping over 1 million gallons of water each day.
State and county investigations revealed a contractor's plans for 75 unpermitted wells at a construction site in Cedar Rapids. Elder Corporation had already dug 40 wells and was withdrawing roughly 1.7 million gallons of water each day. The water is being pumped temporarily to allow for the construction of a new data center at the site. But the contractor had not registered that water use with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Iowa DNR says it is still investigating and staff are engaging with the contractor. A spokesperson from Linn County Public Health says the company will be issued a notice of violation with a possible monetary penalty. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News.